With thousands of businesses across the country unable to work in their businesses, now's the time to start working on them. Marketing expert Jesse Weatherly joins us this morning to explain exactly how we do this. Hey, Jesse, welcome to the Cindy and Daz Show.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks very much for having me.
Great to have you on the show, Jess. Now, no doubt there are things small businesses can and should be doing during this time to make sure they're in the best position when we do open again. But before we sort of go into detail, has COVID changed the way small business operators are thinking?
Yeah, look, I think there's two sides to that. There's one side of business who is pivoting and is trying to do things differently and is really using it as an opportunity to try new things. And then there's another group of people who are just saying, well, we'll just bunker down and wait till all this is over and then we'll go back to normal. And I think the risk with that is that, one, like this year has proven that may not necessarily happen or it may not happen in a timely fashion. And consumers are changing and the way that we interact is changing. So really we have to look at business differently now and use this as an opportunity to say, what can I do now to help me in the future?
It's really, really interesting because so many people have found themselves in situations like never before. You've got five areas that we should be focusing on, including that we ensure our Google My Business page is up and running and that you've asked clients to leave Google reviews, I should say. Tell us some more about that, Jesse.
Sure. So particularly for local businesses where you're trying to attract a local market, Google My Business is the most important thing you can do. Now, this is kind of like from the old days, the Yellow Pages ad, but it's completely free and it's your way of telling Google who you are and where you are. So if I go and search for cafe near me or lawnmower man near me, it's going to come up with all those Google My Business listings that are near my area because Google knows where I am, they know where the business is, and they try and match us up. So from an SEO perspective, so search engine optimization, Google My Business is absolute king. And so if you don't have a Google My Business listing, then you're missing out on business. If you do have one, then you really need to pimp it up and make sure that you're getting Google reviews. And you can do that now. So you can be going out to your past customers and say to them, can you please leave us a Google review? Because that's going to help pump up that listing so that when people can use your services, they can find you more easily.
Great advice. Staying on social media and email to be front of mind for clients and offering helpful and useful information, really important.
Absolutely. So even if you can't operate now, you can still stay front of mind. And we want to do this not just by reminding them who we are, but by actually providing helpful, useful stuff. So if you're a hairdresser, then put up a little video showing people how to cut their kids' hair at home. Like I've got an 8-year-old son whose hair started to encroach his eyes. I'm going to have to cut that pretty soon. If my hairdresser tells me how to do it, then that's going to create so much loyalty and trust in the future that I'm definitely going back to them to fix that haircut. But it means that, you know, we're doing things to help. If you're a massage therapist, show me how to do a few stretches at home. Do a little video so that I can be staying, you know, healthy until I can get that massage.
Jesse's offering free haircuts over the weekend, so I'm heading around to your place because I'm bringing back the Beatles look right now.
Oh, I know. It's not good. Hey, this makes a lot of sense, Jesse, because creating content for your business that you can use now, like you were just talking about, but it is going to help once you're open. So your videos, your blogs, your templates, your checklists, all of those things, they're all useful for clients, aren't they?
Absolutely. And these are the things that you should be using in your socials and your email marketing and on your website in the future. And one of the problems that I always face with small businesses when we talk about marketing is time. They're so busy working in their business that they're like, I don't have time to make videos. I don't have time to make templates and checklists and tools. But now you do. So get busy, do 10 videos, do 20 videos, do a whole bunch of blogs. You set them for the next 12 months. So when we do open up, you've got plenty of content to be sharing.
It's a great initiative, great idea as well. And you mentioned websites. Right now, when we've got a little bit of time, is it a good idea to create a website or revamp your current website?
Absolutely. I mean, a website should be revamped regularly. It's not a set and forget. do need to be changing your website and improving your website. So if you do, I mean, some businesses don't have the cash to invest in a new website at the moment. If you do have the cash, then 100% invest in a new website. But at least go back to your old website and have a look. Like, have you got out-of-date information in there? You know, make sure that you're adding fresh, unique content onto your website now.
That makes a lot of sense. What about networking and building referrals and partnerships via Zoom? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, networking and events on LinkedIn and stuff like that too.
Absolutely. And this is, you know, I have to say, even for myself, I'm working from home. I've got two children. I'm trying to homeschool from home. Networking online has been my absolute lifeline because I get to get out and still meet people, talk to other business people. It's inspiring. It motivates you. And you're building networks for the future. I mean, referral partners are fantastic. You know, they're the sort of the people that are going to give you business. So get out there and meet other businesses that share a similar target market to you, but not necessarily a competitor, whether you can share leads with. But go to industry events. You know, if you're part of an industry association, they've got heaps of events at the moment that you can, some of them even include wine, you know, have a wine and network. You know, the local Chamber of Commerce, there's Facebook business groups. There's all sorts of groups out there that you can join into a Zoom meeting. And look, it's not as great as face-to-face, but it does still keep you connected with that business community and keep you focused on business and hopefully build some networks that you can share business in the future.
Any network meetings on Zoom that involve wine, I'm there. I'm absolutely... Jazz is looking at me across the desk going, oh, here she comes.
You straightened up in your chair.
I know.
You're going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Jess, it's been great chatting to you this morning. Really timely topic. If people want more information, how do they reach out to you?
Sure. You can find me at Jork Consulting, J-O-R-K, consulting.com.
Good on you, Jesse. Have a great rest of your Friday. It's a little bit difficult where we are at the moment, isn't it, to do too much, but you've given us some insight into what we can be doing even though we are in lockdown. We really appreciate you giving up some of your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.